This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Curfew in Birganj extended until midnight today to prevent further communal clashes. All-party meeting calls for maintaining social harmony. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Powell says the government is committed to boosting morale of private sector. Nepal takes on UAE in opening match of Under-19 World Cup Asia qualifiers in Kathmandu. Nepal and Kuwait playing final of four-nation T20 international series in Hong Kong. And US President Donald Trump exempts smartphones and computers from new tariffs. Now the news in detail. The curfew in Birganj has been extended until midnight today as a precautionary measure to prevent further communal clashes. The curfew initially imposed from 6:30 p.m. yesterday until noon today was extended following an all-party meeting held at the district administration office Persa. Chief District Officer Ganesh Arial confirmed the decision, stating it was taken after assessing the ground situation. The administration enforced curfew to restore law and order in the metropolis following clashes between Hindus and Muslims in course of a religious procession organized by a Hindu group yesterday. The all-party meeting has called for maintaining social harmony and not engaging in activities that could disturb social peace. During the unrest, police resorted to use tear gas, water cannons and aerial firing to control the situation. A total of 43 people, including both civilians and police personnel, were injured. Meanwhile, 40 people have been arrested for violating the curfew. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Powell has said the government is committed to boosting the morale of the private sector. Speaking at a discussion with private sector entrepreneurs in Roppondi regarding the government's upcoming budget and policies, Minister Powell stated that the government had taken concrete steps to address the challenges facing the private sector. The Finance Minister informed that 29 laws related to the private sector had been amended simultaneously through an ordinance aiming to create a more business-friendly environment. Finance Minister Powell emphasized that these legal reforms reflected the government's broader goal of supporting and strengthening the private sector. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has distributed educational materials, including computers, to 15 community schools of Jhapa, Tiruthum and Taplejung districts. The educational materials have been provided from the amount deposited in the Construction Entrepreneurship Fund of the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport as part of the social responsibility. The materials were distributed amid a program organized at Damok of Jhapa today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for the government and private sector to provide educational materials to enhance the quality of education. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has called on the government to prioritize addressing the concerns of the people. Speaking to media persons in Chitwan today, Leader Dahal highlighted ongoing protests involving teachers, doctors, nurses and corporate victims and urged the government to take immediate steps to resolve their issues. On a separate note, Chairperson Dahal emphasized the need for a renewed commitment among political parties to work together in the interest of the people and the nation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has exempted smartphones, computers and some other electronic devices from reciprocal tariffs, including the 125% levies imposed on Chinese imports. According to the BBC, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in a notice said that the goods would be excluded from Trump's 10% global tariff on most countries and the much larger Chinese import tax. It marks the first significant reprieve of any kind in Trump's tariffs on China, with one trade analyst describing it as a game-changer scenario. Late on Saturday, while traveling to Miami, Trump said he would give more details of the exemptions at the start of next week. The move came after concerns from the U.S. tech companies that the price of gadgets could skyrocket, as many of them are made in China. More than 3 million children around the world are thought to have died in 2022 as a result of infections that are resistant to antibiotics. The BBC had cited a study by two leading experts in child health as saying children in Africa and Southeast Asia were found to be most at risk. Antimicrobial resistance, known as AMR, develops when the microbes that cause infections evolve in such a way that antibiotic drugs no longer work. It has been identified as one of the biggest public health threats facing the world's population. A new study now reveals the toll that AMR is taking on children. Using data from multiple sources, including the World Health Organization and the World Bank, the report's authors have calculated there were more than 3 million child deaths, in 2022 linked to drug-resistance infections. Experts say the new study highlights a more than tenfold increase in AMR-related infections in children in just 3 years. Now on to a sports update. Nepal is taking on the United Arab Emirates, UAE, in the opening match of the ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup Asia qualifier, which kicked off today in Kathmandu. The match is being held at the Lower Mulpani International Cricket Ground. Nepal won the toss and elected to bat first in a match reduced to 40 overs due to wet outfield. The tournament features five teams, host nation Nepal, the UAE, Oman, Afghanistan and Hong Kong, all vying for qualification to the ICC Under-19 World Cup. Meanwhile, in international cricket, Nepal's senior national team is battling Kuwait in the final of the four-nation T20 series in Hong Kong. The title clash is underway at the Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. Kuwait has set a target of 175 runs for Nepal to chase in the eluded 20 overs. Kuwait collected 174 runs, losing 7 wickets. Nepal advanced to the final after their match against host Hong Kong was washed out on Saturday. Both teams shared a point each, allowing Nepal to progress to the final based on net run rate. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Curfew in Birgunj extended until midnight today to prevent further communal clashes. All-party meeting calls for maintaining social harmony. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pogwal says government is committed to boosting morale of private sector. Nepal takes on UAE in opening match of Under-19 World Cup Asia qualifier in Kathmandu. Nepal and Kuwait playing final of four-nation T20 international series in Hong Kong. And US President Donald Trump exempts smartphones and computers from new tariffs. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.